Randall, the Star Valley Astronomy Club doing a presentation with the Rotary Club today in Thane. We thought we'd catch up with him and just find out exactly what this club does. We keep seeing that, Brandon, that you're meeting out there and holding events where we can look into the night skies and see what's up out there, and you're going to help us with it. Tell us about the club.
Well, the club's been in organization for probably the last 8 years now. There's 8 to 12 members that meet regularly. And we'll often, throughout the summer, have star parties where we get outside at night, set up telescopes, invite the public to come and look at what you can see through a scope, plus have a little bit of definition of what you see in the night sky when you're looking at stars and planets and things.
So this is, how often do you do this? And they don't have to bring their own equipment or anything like that, do they? How often do you come together and what's provided?
Yeah, we meet together as often as we can. Normally once a month during the new moon, so we can see more stars and planets and have a nice dark sky. If you've got a telescope, you can bring it, but you don't have to bring anything. We have helped people set up new telescopes and teach them how to use them, but we regularly will have 6 to 7 telescopes for the public to come and look through and to see what's out there.
When you're out there, we are with Brandon Burnham with the Star Valley Astronomy Club. When you're out there, what do you see?
Well, we love to look for the planets. We'll look for Jupiter, we'll look for Saturn, Mars, and those really high-definition objects that are in our night sky, including the moon. I mean, you can't see any better definition than that close celestial body, the moon.
And you show them to it in a definition that they're not used to seeing, they're not accustomed to. You kind of open up the planets to us.
We do, and I love taking somebody who's never looked through a telescope, letting them look at Jupiter or Saturn, and just they go, wow,
There you go. So how do we get involved with the Astronomy Club? What do we do?
We'll post our events, usually on Facebook, and you'll see some posters around town at some places like grocery stores where we'll post, like this Friday, October 5th, and 4th or 5th, whatever night is clearer. We're going to have a observe the moon night where we can get out. We can look at the moon at the phase it's in right now. And it's an international event through the Night Sky Network around the world.
Oh.
Clubs around the globe are going to be meeting together that night to take a look at the moon.
A lot of people looking at the moon Friday night then.
I sure hope so, if the weather's good.
Well, a summary statement on the Astronomy Club and anything you'd like to add. Brandon Burnham here with us speaking to the Rotary Club today, but has an event coming up Friday night.
Yep, just come on out and enjoy the night skies with us. It really is. It's a fascinating natural resource that we have here in Star Valley with our dark skies and with the low light pollution that we have. We have phenomenal skies.
Again, where and what time?
We are going to be meeting this Friday at, just at dark. So whenever the sun sets, I think it's about 8 o'clock right now. And it's going to be at the Lone Pine Flying Ranch, which is just off of Perkins Road, north of Thane. Just come, be dressed warm. Winter weather attire is always good because it gets cold once the sun goes down.
All right. Brandon Burnham, Star Valley Astronomy Club, big event coming up Friday night. If you need additional details, check out the Star Valley Independent or SVI News. Dan Dockstetter for SVI.